away from home against a team who are in good form, and to come and play the way we did and win in the manner we did was very impressive.
And psychologically, after four games without a win, was that a positive for you?
Yeah, without a doubt. Every team goes through sticky spells in a long season. We've went through ours and we came out today fighting. We showed a lot of quality on the ball first half, and we showed a lot of fighting quality second half to see the game out and win it pretty comfortably in the end.
Four changes, and you changed the formation a wee bit. Andy Keller in a midfield position, and he scored a cracker of a goal.
Yeah, it was something we worked on. We worked on a lot of attacking plays this week, different ways to attack, and Andy was somebody I thought about in midfield, and Graham Barrow mentioned him playing him higher up and seeing how he'd done in that role. And he's so quick with the ball at his feet, he's got a low centre of gravity, and then he popped up with a good finish and could have scored in the second half as well. So it shows the versatility that we have within the squad, and shows that they can take information on and apply it on a match day.
And a great substitution as well, Yannick Wilshaw, 2 minutes later, he scores.
Yeah, we knew we had Yannick there for his pace when the game got stretched, and we were thinking about it from kind of 20 minutes and then put him on at just the right time, and he gets on the end of a flick on and gets the second goal and kills the game off. So it's a real squad effort. We said right from the start we're going to need everyone, and today everyone contributed.
Blip over now?
Yeah, I think so. I think, like I said, you're not going to go through a season without any lows, and you have to recover from them, and we came out fighting today and deserved the win.
Another positive, a clean sheet as well.
Yeah, when we had to defend, the back three was sensational, and I think, you know, Moore's coming back in, the captain coming back in helps that. But Piercy and Donovan and everyone put their bodies on the line at those moments when we had to.
It's Christmas coming up. What does Gary Caldwell and Wigan do over Christmas?
Keep pushing on, keep working hard and trying to improve as a team. I think whilst we do a lot of things very well, we've still got areas we need to improve, and I'm fortunate that I've got a group of players that are willing to work hard to do that. So I'm sure we'll still get better than we were today, and we'll keep improving.
Sheffield United at home on Boxing Day, hoping to end that run at home where you've stumbled in recent times.
Yeah, we want to take this form into that game. It's a big club, Sheffield United, coming into our home. We want to put right what's went wrong in the last few games and get our home form back on track as well.
The last time you played Sheffield United, before your time at Wigan though, it was a game that kept Wigan in the Premier League in 2007.
Yeah, we'll take the same result as that day, I think.